Welcome back to the program, Evan Bray, on this Thursday morning. A fairly nice day in the province, although I said this off the start, kind of a mixed bag. You get people in Saskatoon talking about snow. You get people down in Regina saying, what snow? Not all of the province is blanketed in white. And I would say if you look at the forecast a week from now, chances are everywhere will be. But right now, it's looking as if it's going to stay relatively dry in the Regina area, which is good for those that are headed to the Vanier Cup on Saturday. And again, closer to lunchtime today, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Well, on our program, one of the things that I've enjoyed, I mean, it's been actually next week will be the 2-year anniversary of Evan Bray stepping onto the radio, and I can't believe it's been 2 years, but there's been so many different topics that I've really enjoyed sinking my teeth into and getting to know a little bit more. And our mining sector and our resources and resource development in our province is something that I think I've had my eyes open to in such a good way. I'm proud of the fact that we've got a rich province of resources and mining. We've had people from all different angles talk about this. And of course, potash is one of the big ones, so successful, generating large amounts of revenue, especially in the years since global prices climbed after 2008. You think about what potash has done. It's been great. Now, could it be better? I think that's the question. That's the discussion that will basically take us over the next, roughly the next hour or so, because there has been some analysis that's been done by a Saskatchewan economist, Aaron Weir, who's been on our program before, that illustrates a trend. As a potash company has revenues that climb, the amount they pay to the provincial government doesn't rise at the same pace or the same rate. Is that a missed opportunity? Is that costing Saskatchewan people money as a result? That's the discussion we're going to start with Saskatchewan economist Aaron Weir, who joins me in studio. Aaron, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You joined me actually about 2 years ago, or maybe just a little under. You were actually, I can't even remember where, Uruguay or something like that when we chatted the last
time. Yeah, that's right. I phoned in from Montevideo, and congratulations on your 2-year anniversary. Yeah, it was great to be part of the early programming.
So you, this has been a passionate focus for you for a while, because this is what we talked about and touched on the first time you were on the program. You're still doing work and studies on this. Where does your passion come from? Why is this such an important issue for you, Aaron?
Sure. Well, I've been a longtime believer in the importance of investing in our infrastructure and public services. And Saskatchewan has a very unique opportunity with our natural resource wealth. And I just want to make sure that the province is collecting a fair share of that wealth. I think an important starting point is that minerals like potash and oil and uranium belong to the people of Saskatchewan, you know, through the crown. So even though private companies are extracting them, they ultimately need to pay the province for those minerals. And as the value of those commodities has skyrocketed, it's important to ensure the province is getting a fair return. And as you alluded to, I don't think we have.
Okay. When we talk about, you know, you like to talk about the royalty structure, and it's time for a change, time for a review. Are you talking about all commodities, or are you focused mostly on potash?
Well, I do believe that there's potential to collect a better return from many commodities. We mentioned the big three: oil, potash, uranium. But I think that the research I'm here to talk about today is specific to potash. And I think Saskatchewan's in a very unique position in that we produce about a third of the potash in the world. We're the dominant producer of this commodity globally. Mm-hmm. So whereas there's always an argument, say with oil and gas that, you know, we've really got to be very careful to compete with Alberta right next door, with potash, Saskatchewan's in a very strong position to negotiate with the mining companies and to obtain a much better return from the extraction of our resource.
We're chatting with Aaron Weir, a Saskatchewan economist, on essentially royalties when it comes to potash. Now, keep in mind, at 10:30, we will have a conversation with the Minister of Energy and Resources, Colleen Young, to hear the provincial response to this notion that maybe royalties are too low. Okay, let's talk about your research. I've got some graphs here that come from the work that you did, Aaron, but what is your research? What exactly did you look at putting this together?
Sure. Well, I appreciate that radio is not exactly a visual medium, but basically what the graph shows is the increase over the past 20 years in the value of Saskatchewan potash sales versus provincial revenues from potash. And what you see is that before 2007, Saskatchewan potash sales were worth less than $2 billion a year. As you mentioned in the introduction, there was a big jump in prices. It pushed the value of sales up to about $6 billion a year through the 2010s. We had another huge price increase when there were sanctions against the other main potash producers, Russia and Belarus. In 2022, that drove the value of our potash sales up to $18 billion. Potash prices have come down since then, but our annual sales are now in the range of about $9 billion. So we've basically seen almost a quintupling of the value of potash sales over the past 20 years. Meanwhile, provincial revenues from potash, I'm talking about royalties, the resource surcharge, the potash production tax, typically have amounted to no more than about $1 billion a year, only around 10% of the value of sales, which is not insignificant. But I guess my point is the resource belongs to us. It belongs to the people of Saskatchewan. And I think that we should be able to collect a better share, especially when you consider that this increase in sales values has mostly been driven by increases in prices due to world events, not so much due to increases in investment or risk-taking by the companies here.
Aaron Weir is my guest, the Saskatchewan economist. We're talking about royalty structures in the province, particularly that of potash. So is it, do you know the formula, how they do it in the province? Is it basically a scale that as sales go up, there is actually a slower or smaller return on investment that is paid through the royalty?
So there's a few different components to the royalty and tax regime. There's the basic crown royalty, which is 3% of sales. There's the resource surcharge, which is another 3%. The part that's a little bit more interesting is the potash production tax, which actually tries to collect a share, not just a small share of total sales, but potentially a bigger share of profits. So basically, it's 15% of the first $80 a ton of profits, and then it's 35% after that, which might sound like a pretty significant tax rate. The problem, though, is that over the years, the province has put in place a lot of incentives and holidays that result in that tax not being collected in a comprehensive way. So specifically, back in 2003, the province decided that all potash production over and above the average produced in 2001-2002 was going to be exempt from that potash tax, which at the time might have seemed to some like a reasonable incentive. But, you know, here we are more than 20 years later, and the result is that about 40% of all the potash mined in the province is totally exempt from the profit tax in perpetuity. So that's kind of the big problem that I would point to. And I think that's the reason why provincial revenues haven't kept up with the huge increase in sales values.
Can I just ask a quick question? And it's more for my clarification. I want to make sure I'm not splitting hairs. But when we talk about what potash royalties are based on, is it both the production level of potash being mined and exported and the dollar value of it? So if the value of potash goes up and if the amount goes up, are they both reflected in royalties?
They are. The problem is that the royalties and surcharge that apply pretty much universally are set at very low percentages. So sure, they are sensitive to both the volume and value of output, but they're each set at only 3%. Mm-hmm. The potentially more significant tax on profits, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the increase in production has been exempted from that in a kind of an ongoing way that has proved very costly for the province.
I was taught early in high school, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction to that. And that's where I would like to go next. So
sure.
If you're good to stick around, what we'll do is we'll take a break, Aaron. And when we come back, Saskatchewan was just basically designated the third most attractive mining site in all of the world. And this looks not just in North America, but literally globally. The Fraser Institute did a study. There's lots of reasons for that. And I'm guessing things like royalty structure, that probably plays into it, policy development and the rest. So is there a worry, and you're not going to answer this now when we come back, but is there a worry that if we were to tinker with royalties, that it becomes less attractive for the companies to continue to set up shop here and we actually hurt ourselves by doing it? That's, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that when we come back with Aaron Weir, Saskatchewan economist, talking about the royalty structures in our province with our commodities, particularly potash, the discussion we're having today here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray here today, joined by Aaron Weir in studio, a Saskatchewan economist who's done a fair bit of work over the last couple of years looking at royalty structures, especially those in the potash industry, suggesting that maybe Saskatchewan is selling itself short, not looking at a royalty structure that benefits our province as much as it could have. Now, heading into the break, I said the Fraser Institute just did a report that showed Saskatchewan is actually not only one of Canada's, but one of the world's most attractive jurisdictions when it comes to mining investment. There's, I think, 350 participants were evaluated. They looked at 82 mining jurisdictions around the world. Saskatchewan was number three. That's an impressive record, and there's going to be a lot of reasons and things that come into that, everything from protected areas and environmental regulations to regulatory measures, policy, legislation, those types of things. But there's clearly a reason why Saskatchewan is a place that mining companies like to come and like to work. Do we risk that and any profits that we are getting through royalties, Aaron, by looking at the royalty structure and adjusting it? Is there a risk?
Certainly, it's an important balance to strike. I guess another way you could look at those Fraser Institute figures is that there's clearly room for Saskatchewan to collect a better return while still maintaining a good competitive position. If we're focusing on potash specifically, I'd also emphasize that, I mean, it's not as though the companies are going to pick up their mines and leave. This is a mature industry. The mines have been there since the 1960s, and the reason they're here principally is that Saskatchewan has the biggest and richest potash reserves in the world. Mm-hmm. And for sure, there's always this argument that we need to keep royalties really low or else they'll invest somewhere else. But I think with potash, you have to really ask, where would that be? The other big potash producers in the world are Russia and Belarus, neither of which is really open to Western investment. You know, in Russia, the whole industry is monopolized by one company, Uralkali. In Belarus, the whole industry is actually a state-owned company. So when you look at where potash is produced on a large scale, Saskatchewan is really the place where these multinational companies can come. And I think that's why, you know, for example, BHP has made this multi-billion dollar investment in the province, even after the province turned away its offer to buy the Potash Corporation of Saskatchewan.
So what do you feel is the impact of the royalties in your mind being too low? What's the impact on people listening to this conversation? Like, other than the fact, obviously, the province is maybe not getting as much money as it could, what's the real tangible impact?
Well, I think the impact is, you know, a very strained healthcare system, underfunded schools, too much homelessness, just a lack of the public infrastructure that we need for the province to grow and prosper and for people to have a good quality of life. I think that's the impact.
These mining companies, I've gotten to know them. I've had many of them with representatives on the show. These companies have become a part of the fabric of our province in many ways. They are philanthropic. They have, obviously, they provide jobs, they provide infrastructure builds. And you talked about the new BHP mine. I mean, they are essentially building up a community in preparation for this mine so that there's everything from housing to daycare to schools in place. Do you balance that out, Aaron, with this, knowing that revenues for the province is one thing, but the economic growth and advancement that it provides, is there a recognition of that as you kind of pull through this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there needs to be a recognition of that. You know, for example, you mentioned the philanthropic contributions, which are welcome, but we're talking about a few millions of dollars a year, whereas when we talk about, you know, the missing royalties, we're into the billions of dollars. So I guess I'm just suggesting that the philanthropy doesn't really make up for the lack of royalties and taxes. Now, if you look at, jobs in the sector, that's a payroll of about $1 billion per year. I know the Mining Association emphasizes that the potash companies spend another $2 billion a year on local procurement. I guess my point would be, even if you add that to the billion or so paid in provincial royalties and taxes, we're still looking at less than half of the value of potash extracted from the province in kind of a normal year. And if we look at a peak year like 2022, if you add the revenues, the payrolls, and the procurement together, you're still looking at the people of Saskatchewan getting back only about a third of the value of the potash extracted. So those things are important, but they don't make up for the lack of royalties and taxes.
Okay, we've only got 2 minutes left, and I've got two questions left, so I'm going to try and make these quick and concise. For the people that are saying this is a political thing, like mm-hmm. you obviously were an NDP MP federally.
Yes.
Eric Klein, who has also talked about this, was an NDP MLA for quite a number of years. Is this political? Would you be having this same conversation if the NDP were in power here?
Yeah, absolutely. I would. And, you know, certainly as a young New Democrat, when the NDP was in power here, I was an advocate of improving the royalty and tax system, and even had some debates with Eric Klein about it at the time. I think it's important to note, though, that there are people from across the political spectrum who've made this same observation. Take Jack Mintz, a business professor at the University of Calgary. You know, he's also argued that the province could collect a lot more revenue from potash while maintaining the competitiveness of the royalty and tax regime. So it cuts across the spectrum.
Okay, last question, and we've only got 30 seconds or so, but what is your recommendation? If the government said, okay, Aaron, what do you think we should do? What would your answer be?
Well, the top thing really would be to end this holiday on so much of Saskatchewan's potash production from the profit tax. Just closing that loophole and applying the existing potash profit tax to every ton extracted from the province is the single best and most important thing the government could do to collect a fair return from our resource.
Aaron Weir, I appreciate you coming into studio for this conversation. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan economist Aaron Weir, we will take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Colleen Young, who is the Minister of Energy and Resources for the province of Saskatchewan, with her thoughts on where the royalties are and any suggestion of maybe it's time for a review of that plan when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.